So today's daf mem zayin, and we were in the middle of the question of whether we hold of hoyo. We started off, if you recall, with an understanding that the machlokes in the Mishnah about whether you can be mafrish chal and allow it to become just chometz because it's not yours, and who cares, even if it's Pesach. Talking about challah that would be tmeya. So the Yeshua said, what's your business? It's not yours anyway. Once it's challah, you give it to a kohen, it's not the kohen. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said, no, not a good idea. You should bake it first, then be mafrish challah. And that way there won't be a problem of chometz. The Gemara said that the basis of this machlokes is the question of ho'il. Because even if we assume that the Torah sanor that you have is not considered to be mamon, but since l'maisa you could always undo the challah by being shayel on the challah, so it would turn out that l'maisa there would be no problem in baking it. Of course, that was the discussion that we had in Rashi, what you need the other excuse for. But we said over there that since you could be shayel on it, therefore it would turn out to be your mamon, and the mamon, the best thing to do is to bake it. But because of that, even though it wasn't directly our sugya, we got into the general question of hoyo. Because we started off with the most fundamental element. If there's a din of hoyo, so then how, if there's no din of hoyo, how would the Rabbanan matir baking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, if it's an Isser of Diyaraisa, to be matir? Bishlem, if you hold a hoyo, you could say that I could bake on Yom Tov because maybe at the last minute, Orchim will come. Except the Rabbanan answered that we don't do lechatchila or hoyo. So they made a din of an Erev Tafshil. But if you're telling me there's no din of hoyo, how can an Erev Tafshil be matir? When that brought us into the shayla of whether mi'ikar hadin tzorchei Shabbos are actually nasin biyomtov, trying to trace back, because it was a Matzari Shabbos, I was here, trying to trace back the steps in the Gemara. So that led us into an exploration of whether or not midiraisa, there would be mutter to really prepare a yomtov for Shabbos, which got us into the question of why it is that the lechem aponim, if there was Erev Shabbos that came out on a Yantav, or even 2 days of Yantav, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah before Shabbos, that we would not use the day before to bake the Lechem Aponim, and instead we would bake it Erev Yantav, and the Memela would turn out it was only 11 days later that it would be eaten on the next Shabbos. And the question is, if the Iker Hadin, Tzorchei Shabbos, and Asim the Yantav, and the only reason that we asked it was because of a Shavuos Terabonah, because we're afraid you're going to end up now baking for Tzorchei Chol. Shavuos Terabonah, they weren't gazer in the Beis HaMikdash. So what would be wrong with baking the Lechem Aponim, Erev Shabbos, even though that Erev Shabbos is a Yontav? What's the big deal? It's like any other Erev Shabbos, if Tzorchei Yom Shabbos are allowed to be done on Yontav. To which the Gemara answered, and this is where we were holding, that even though we were Matir Shavuos B'Mikdash, we were only Matir Shavuot Krova. So that was it. We're right now, it's something that's necessary. We'll do it. But right now it's unnecessary at all. It's already again next Shabbos. For next Shabbos, we were never mat, even though it's only in the Rabbanan.
What's it say that it's needed for this Shabbos? Put it up. Mm-hmm. Sure, you'll eat it for next Shabbos.
Right. But the lechem is a question of consumption, something that's going to give you direct on. This is how Rashi learns this again. Let us continue to learn like this for a while until we see where we run into a problem. Because I mean, there's obviously another way to see this whole thing, which is the question of whether Tzorchei Shabbos are Nas and Biyantiv when those Tzorchei Shabbos are for next Shabbos, not for now. Not Nageya, the question of the Shavuos directly, but the Lashon of the Gemara, Shavuos Rechaika, Mashman, the only problem over here is the Shavuos. And therefore, even though we're not getting the Shavuos from Mikdash, that's only where it's immediately Nageya, not where it's Nageya 10 days from now. Okay. So today we'll continue now with the same two issues. We have the issues of Hayel, and we have the issues of whether Tzorchei Shabbos or Bikra Adin Nasim Biyontav. And all of that we got into only because of our Mishnah, which is the question of whether there might be a chashash, that's something that you're not able to eat because it's challah. The question of whether you could take off the challah already would make it into your own challah. And that started with Hayel. Okay, so continues the Gemara today. Well, the Rabban Shim and Ben Gamliel. Now, one third of the way down on Mem Zayin. Well, Rabbi Shim, and Ben Gamliel, the Omar Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan, Dochet Yom Tov, Eina Dochet Yom Tzom, that actually you could bake the Lechem Aponim if Erev Shabbos was a Yom Tov. Or for that matter, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's not a problem. The only problem is if Erev Shabbos is Yom Kippur. If Erev Shabbos is Yom Kippur, then it's an Isser D'Oraisa. The Torah was never Matir on Yom Kippur, Eichel Nefesh, obviously. And therefore, there would be no heter for Yom Kippur, you'd have to put it off. So then it would be Nechal La'asarah, because we would bake it on Erev Yom Kippur, then Erev Shabbos would be Yom Kippur, then we would put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, and on the eighth day from when we put it on, which is the tenth day from the Afia, we would eat it. So if that's the case, does that mean that, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the halacha is that you're able to be Deicha Yantiv? Are you, what's the machlokas exactly? My Ikala Meim, I mean, he obviously seems to hold that it's okay. What's the problem? Everything works out just fine. We have a machlokas. Whether there's an afkamina in the Yisra Drabonin of Shavuos, and the Migdash even for a Shabbos that comes a week later. Masa Remori, here's we're going to run into some problems with Rashi's Pshat. Masa Remori, Shtei Halechem Einan Me'echalot, Lo Pachot Mishnayim Ve'lo Yoter Ashvosha. Here we have the problem of the Shtei Halechem which are brought on Shavuos. They're not Deicha L'maisa Yontif. They're not Deicha L'shavet. So therefore, the Afia would have to be before Yontif. So now, it means that the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos are never going to be fresh. They're always going to be at least on the second day from the Afia. That means that they might be only half a day old, but that's the second day. Fake Erev Yontif, they're eating on Yontif. If Erev Yontif was a Shabbos, and we didn't break them on Shabbos, then they're eating on the third day. So lo pachot mishnayim, v'lo yoter al shlosha, tetzak, ne'efot Erev Yontov, ne'echelet v'yontov v'shnayim. If you bake them on a normal Erev Yontov, so then you could eat them on Yontov, would be the second day. If Yontov was chal yisachar ha-shabbat, ne'echelet v'yontov v'shlosha, then they would be eaten on the third day from the afiyah. Why is this? The fisha'in ha-docha, lo et ha-shabbat, v'lo et ha-yontov. Now, l'shitatcha, if you hold that Tzorchei Shabbos are nasim b'yomtov, t'hashter Shabbos b'yomtov shari, b'yomtov, 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 what's the problem? Why can't we make the Shtei Alechem on Yomtov proper? Because what you're saying is, I'm allowed to bake on Yomtov for Shabbos. So that means that even though it's not something that is needed at the time that I'm doing it, but since it's being done for Tzorchei, Yom, Shabbos, Yontif being one type of Kedusha. Memela, I can do it at any point, even though at this particular moment it isn't usable by me, correct? So now why can't you do it on Yontif proper? Why isn't it considered to be Lechem? You're going to eat the Shtei Lechem. Elamai, the only possibility of not doing it today is because I can't eat it now when I'm doing it, because I'm only able to eat the Shtei Lechem after I bring the Kivsei Atzeret and I do the Zrikas Adam. So that will be Matir, the Shtei Lechem. But later on today, I'm certainly going to be able to eat it. So why can't I do it now? Since later on, I mean, later on today is not worse than tomorrow, which is for Shabbat. So it must be that Tzorchei Shabbos are not Nasim B'yomtov. That's what you'll have to say. And over here, there's no Hoyel that you could say. Because, I mean, after all, what are you going to say? What could be the Hoyel to be Matir now? Hoyel what? They're not baked yet. There's no way to say Hoyel that if I had them and I was Zerik Adam in advance, it doesn't make any sense. So Mamela, I have no choice. Since I have a possibility now to do it without being day for the Yisra Yontov from yesterday, the klal is, whenever you can be Yotze without being Deicha Yontov, don't be Deicha Yontov. So I can be Yotze without being Deicha Yontov, and everything is just fine. But if you hold that Tzorchei Shabbos is Nasim Yontov, this is not fine at all, answers the Gemara. So yeah, but Tzorchei Shabbos is Nasim Yontov, ask the Shabbos be Yontov Shari. If you're allowed to do on Yontov something for Shabbos, which is tomorrow, so the Yontov be Yontov be boy, I can't do now baking, even though I can't use it right now, I can use it in 3 hours after I bring the Kivsei Atzeret, and they'll do the Zrika, and now I'll be able to eat it. How do you explain that? No, that's different. Shinei Hatem de'amakra lachem. Lachem v'lo gavos. It's not because we don't hold that this is Tzorchei Shabbos, Tzorchei Yontif. But it's not your Tzorchei Shabbos. It's not your Tzorchei Yontif. The Torah says, Yaseh lachem, any oichal nefesh you can do for yourselves, but not where the oichal nefesh is needed for hegdesh. No, here it's needed for hegdesh. Therefore, since it's beikar, it's the mitzvah of the Shtei Alechem, the mitzvah is not going to be done to Yontif. So since it can be done from before Yontif, best to do it before Yontif. Now, what's obviously wrong with this approach, what's problematic with this approach, is that who ever heard of such a thing? That when I bake something on Yontif, that's be roy at the moment that I bake it? But I need to come on to hoyel. I ask them, what do I need to come on to? I'm baking now for something that'll be usable later in the day, 2 hours later. I understand. Where do we ever hear that there's a halacha that you can only do tzarech erchel nefesh when you could eat that tzarech erchel nefesh now? And if not, you're going to have to come on to some other title.
Immediate.
Immediate. Whoever heard of immediate? The whole pshat in Rashi is based on immediate. Because you're saying the fact that I can't bake the lechem, the shtei lechem now, is because they won't be kosher for another 2 hours. So they won't be kosher for another 2 hours. So what's the difference? Sorry about that, but you've joined the inscrutables.
I never left. my action isn't...
Again, let me review the Gemara. You're speaking so theoretically. I don't know if you're on Mars or you're in our sugya. I have no idea. Actions, Mike, talk about the sugya. We have a question over here that there are two issues. And these two issues are fundamentally different ways of approaching the idea of an Erev Tavshilin and many other halachas. One approach to Erev Tavshilin is that me'ikar adin, you are allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, the Rabbanu didn't like it, you may make a mistake, so they made a takon of Erev Tavshilin. The other approach of Erev Tavshilin is that you're not allowed to prepare for Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, since there's never a problem of baking on Yom Tov, because after all, you may be approached by a horde of teenagers that will demand that you get pizza ready for them. So the Maisa, anything that you make is ultimately usable on Yom Tov itself.
Very well put.
Therefore, anybody with teenagers in the house is absolutely aware of this problem. So now that that's the case, you're not really cooking for Shabbos when you're cooking for Shabbos. You're cooking for the possibility of a horde of teenagers.
But not immediate.
Huh?
But that's not immediate.
It could be immediate. Could be that they would come in right now.
Could be lurking around the corner.
Right? Okay. Therefore, the Rabbanan, however, didn't want you to rely on Hayel Lechatchila. So make an Erev Tavshil. Good. Two approaches to Erev Tavshil. Now, because of those two different approaches, we also have two very different ways of understanding what's going on in the Beit HaMikdash. Because Lechora, if you hold, let's say Legabi the Shtei Alechem. Here it is, it's Yom Tov on Shavuos coming up, and we have a question, do we want fresh Shtei Alechem, or do we need to bake our Shtei Alechem before Yom Tov? So now the Gemara says, look, Bishlema, if you hold that there's a problem of Hoyil, but that's the real reason that you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov, because Be'ikar Adin, if it wouldn't be for Hoyil, you wouldn't be allowed to bake for Shabbos, because you can't bake on Yom Tov for Shabbat. So then I understand why I have no way of making my Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov. Why not? Because there's no Hoyah. I'm going to bake it now. Explain to me, is there some way that I would be able to eat it now? There's no way. There's no Hoyah. Because right now what I'm baking is only roy to be eaten once the Zevach is shechted on it. It keeps the Atzer. There's no possible way to find another Heter. So there's no Hoyah. Since there's no Hoyel, I can't bake it. Mashenken, if you hold, you don't need to be able to use something now. You could bake it today and use it tomorrow on Shabbos. So in that case, why is it that you can't simply make it on Yom Tov itself? If Yom Tov can prepare for Shabbos, it can't prepare for 2 hours later on Yom Tov. This is how Rashi understands the circuit. The loose link in all of this is that it's predicated on what appears to be a mistake. That in order to bake something on Yom Tov, the only way that I have a right to bake something that I'm not going to use it the instant I bake it is because of Hoyel. And since over here there's no Hoyel, you can't bake it. Who ever heard of such a thing? Why can't I bake something for some time on Yom Tov? How can you tell me that the reason, if it wouldn't be for Hoyel, there would be no way, unless I hold it Tzarech Shabbos and Asim Yom Tov, there would be no way for me to bake today for later on in the day. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Well, when you bake for something that isn't going to be eaten until the afternoon, you're baking in the morning. You told me you have to come out to Hayel if right now the doorbell would ring. And I would have to feed this to a bunch of kids, so therefore I'm allowed to bake it now. But otherwise, it's best to wait until a minute before I need it. Where did that halacha come from? Because Rashi is predicating his understanding also, yeah, on a halacha that does not seem to be true, that nobody ever heard of. Is it clear what the problem is? Huh? Okay. In other words, we have three issues. When I bake, does it need to be Tzarech Echol Nefesh now? And if it does, then I would need Hayel to be matured at this minute. Or, Rashi makes it dependent on the issue of, or if I can prepare a Yom Tov for Shabbos, then I don't need to have it now. Seems to be the only way to learn the Gemara, given the way that he's brought it up until this point. So I have the now issue, the later question, which is Tzarech Shabbos or Asriim B'Shabiyonta, and I have the other issue of Hayel, that even if there is a problem of now, if I could figure out a way that theoretically it would be usable now, it's the equivalent of now. That's what Hayel would do.
What I'm asking is,
because it depends on the zebra, there's something that's not the other cut, which is equivalent having to wait for an entire day go by. It's not something which is a preparation. It may never happen. It's
not just something.
It's not a time issue.
Something that may not happen, you've never been able to use it.
You're suggesting an answer for the problem in Rashi. So where it's not biyotcha, but then if for some reason it's different. Because of a suffix, maybe you'll never be able to use it.
But the etzim, because it's not, this is not prepared something, now be served.
But why does it need to prepare it now be served? That's the question. Whoever where did the word now come from on that? I thought you were answering
that,
them now.
Not in terms of time, but that I have now prepared something which is ready for yomtiv. It's not ready for yomtiv.
So you're telling me if I am going to make something which may never end up cooking properly, I'm not allowed to cook it enough.
But my definition is not prepared for eating.
Now it can't be eaten.
I did a malacha, it's not ready to be eaten.
Okay. It's a possible answer on Rashi. That's certainly not a given. That anybody ever heard such a halacha? I mean, Rashi doesn't bring in such an issue that it's not the other or anything else. Dover harot wilo tasha'a. This is not a davar ra'uy, but Otasha Ha'i says. That's Ho'il. We're talking about without Ho'il. Anyway, and I see maybe this is overly complicated, I don't know. But we understand that we've run into a little bit of a problem with Rashi. Now, if we take the other approach, then back at the beginning when we say, I am a Turkish Shabbos, for Nasim Biyom Tov, Tosus's basic problem is, where did we ever see that there was a nafka mina in terms of what you could do on Yontif based on the machlokas of Charka Shabbos and Asa Yontif? The only machlokas we have are you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Whatever it is that you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos. Whatever it is you're not allowed to cook on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's the end. So why does that change anything, says Tosfos? We never found there's any other machlokas. Whatever answer you're going to give me, you want to give me Barnea's answer, give me Barnea's answer, but then you wouldn't be able to do it for Shabbos either. You don't have a new solution by coming up with this din of, well, you could cook even for Shabbos. If you can't cook for Yom, then you can't cook for Shabbos. It's not a new halacha. The only machlokas between Rav and Rav Yista was what? Is Shabbos and Yom Tov one kedusha, or is it two different things? And I can't cook from one to the other. It's certainly, he's not coming. If I'm saying it, I'm not here for you to cook on Shabbos, I'm not coming to change the Hagdara of what you can cook on Yom Tov. Whoever came up with such a crazy child? Rashi's pulled the wool over our eyes from the beginning, says Tosfos. It's an absurd consideration. Somebody comes along and says, no, Shabbos is also like Yom Tov. And therefore, because of that, that changes what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, because Shabbos is like Yom Tov. Ah! That's a more fundamental question. Besides the fact, time and space, that you end up with this new halacha that nobody ever heard of. That Tzarchei Yarkol Nefesh is magically what you need to have at that very instant. Therefore, Tosfos learns an entirely different shot. But the idea over here, Tzarchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, is not because Shabbos, the issue is Shabbos and Yom Tov somehow one long Kedusha, and the Torah was a Machmid, and so on. Rather, that what needs to be done for the mitzvah is something that is considered to be, that itself is considered to be your tzarech of Eichel Nefesh. Right? In other words, since this becomes a mitzvah, it will be a mitzvah, needs to be done on Shabbos, don't do it on Yom Tov. So then there's the equivalent of saying it's tzarech Eichel Nefesh of Yom Tov. Nothing to do with the long day or anything like that.
The mitzvah is the equivalent of my physical needs, because I have to do the mitzvah.
Since it's a mitzvah on Shabbos, so now if I don't do it now, I won't be able to do it on Shabbos, so now it's considered to be the Tzarchei Ochel Nefesh of today. In other words, if Shabbos wouldn't be also even for Tzarchei Ochel Nefesh, then I would do it on Shabbos. So since Shabbos is, so Shabbos is like something which will be Deichir Tzarchei Ochel Nefesh to the day before. So now's the day that I need to do it. So if now's the day I need to do it, so do it. In which case, when we're asking over here, that Bishlein, if you'll tell me that I'm not allowed to do something on Yom Tov which isn't for Yom Tov, that means you're redefining the nature of Tzarchei Ochel Nefesh. That Tzarchei Nefesh means that I need something for Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, if the Shtei Alechem is being brought, obviously it's not being brought for Simchas Yom Tov. It's being brought for the mitzvah, Shtei Alechem, together. So then I understand why you don't want to be doyeker for the Shtei Alechem. But if you're telling me that even Tzarchei Shabbos can be done for Yom Tov, they become now what needs to be done. Is not, what needs to be done has nothing to do with Tzarchei Simchas Yom Tov. It has to do with what needs to be done on Yom Tov. So why can't I do the Shteilach? And it needs to be done on Yom Tov. That's all. Very straightforward question. So according to Tosafot, the issue is how do we define the nature of Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh? That's all. Not this magic thing over here if you're telling me before you know there's an afkamina between Gavah and Lahed, right now we didn't know that Lachem Velola Gavah, we didn't know that. So what's an afkamina if I'm going to eat it now? You're telling me that eating the Shteh Lechem is the same as Lachem. So then it's like anything else. You can't eat now, you're going to eat later. So I can't bake it now, why shouldn't I be able to bake it later? Bake it now?
Is the fact that the Shteh Lechem is an edible substance important? It's not just that the mitzvah has to be done, it's because it's going to be, is that an important aspect?
That's called Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh. Yeah, but he's just saying it's an extended idea of Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh. Okay, but anyway, it turns out to be a very different pirush in Tzarchei Shabbos and beyond that. That's all. Fine. So not to continue. So we have at this point now the question of how we understand Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh, the difference between Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh Lachem or Tzarchei Oichel Nefesh that is being done for the Beis HaMikdash. And how about according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omar Mishum Rav Shimon ben Askan, Doche et Yom Tov? I thought we said earlier, according to him, you are allowed to be Doche Yom Tov. He was talking about the Shteh, the Lechem HaPonim, the same thing with the Shteh Lechem Ma'ikla Me'mar. It says in the Torah, Lechem Velo Legavoa, so why does he hold that you can bake on Yom Tov? Isn't that Legavoa? He holds a Gavashol. But Gavashol says, Lechem doesn't mean Lechem Velo Legavoa. Lechem is Lechem Velo Lenochrim. So you can only bake what is needed to eat by a Jew. You can't bake what is needed to be eaten by a Goy. But in this case, it's obviously for Jews. Those are going to eat in the Beis HaMikdash. So we end up now with a machlokas of whether it's mutter to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos Mikra Din without a Erev Tavshilin, because it's the same, either because it's the same type of Kedusha, like Rashi learns, or because something that becomes a Tzarech, it can't become for Shabbos Memela, becomes a Tzarech for Yom Tov, as Tosfos learns. Is that the reason? Or is the reason because of Hayil? And of course, if you hold a Hayil, has hundreds of other applications. We've already seen quite a few of them. Where if I'm allowed to take into consideration a possible situation, as if it affects the halakha as it is currently, they come up with many kulas and many chumas. We've seen a few of them, Lagabe, the chumas, the Pesach issue that we just had, Lagabe, the shot of what I'm allowed to do, Beit HaMikdash, and so on. Shomach Rei Rav Chisda LeRabba. So now Rav Chisda, it wasn't around Rabba to send him a kasha directly, but he sent him a message. He sent him like this. The Yad Ravacha Bar Avuna. Ravacha Bar Avuna was the one who carried the message. You tell me that we have this new idea called Hoyle. And that Hoyle is matir, baking on Yom Tov, even though you don't need it, because maybe you'll need a pizza. And therefore you're saying, Mikra, then it's okay to cook for Shabbos, because it's not really for Shabbos. It's really for the emergency of knocking on your door. Is that true? But it's not. It is possible to do one furrow of plowing, and now you will be chayav for 8 separate lavim. It's one of Richie's favorite sugyas. He loves it.
Pile it on.
Pile it on. He wants to know how much you could burn for the slightest issue.
So in my favorite sugyas, the last time you did this, the boy was on the first of the and then he finished the plow. He said, this discussion is starting to find the second base in the official went for centuries.
Here we go. So it's not only a place in Barnea's neighborhood, it's a time in Barnea's neighborhood.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's a whole new
concept. All right, Richie, so you want to figure out the most rapid way of committing hellish suicide. Here's how it goes. With one simple telling, you could be over on 8 separate lavim. How is that? Well, first of all, you do the plowing by hooking up your plow to a shor and a chamor. That's your first problem. That was your first mistake. A shor and a chamor, of course, are kelayim. As the Torah says, you're not allowed. A shor and a chamor yachtav, you're not allowed to do malach. Okay, so that's your first problem. Second problem is they were also mukdashim. So one of them was hegdish, was a shor. I mean, a chamor obviously can't be kedusha sagul, but it could be hegdish of the berakabai. It's hegdish berakabai. You'd be over on meila, and on the other one you'll be over by the bekarchim. That's already 3 lavim we got. You're not allowed to be Oyved because you're not have to be Shalot Tavot, Vivachor Tzamecha. Okay, so now you got 3 lavim. Now, it's also Kelayim Bekerem. I mean, you know what I mean? You're plowing the over in a Kerem with a receipt. And now you're in
by doing the plowing.
By doing the plowing, you're now being over on covering those seats.
But you didn't just see it.
but the seeds weren't planted until you plowed them over. And it's also Shvius. Don't forget about it being Shvius. So now we've got already 5 Maamar. And you're also, it's also Yom Tov. Don't forget about Yom Tov. And, of course, besides that, you're a Kohen in a Pesach forest where you're doing this plowing. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you're also a Nozi. Now, the problem is, if you hold a Hoyel, why are you Chayav on the Charisha? You could say, if I had just shechted some chicken, and I needed to be Mechasin, the dam of the chickens here, so I could now plow up this ground to cover up the dam of the chickens. So since it was mutter for me for Tisri Adam, so it should be, I'm not going to be Chayav. Because under the right circumstances, this would be okay.
Why?
So then, Acharisha lo lechayav over chazir lechasi adam tzipor. Let it be okay.
Can I shoot the guy and put him in the tray for
you? Why? Why?
What do you mean? Because of oil. The pashtus is because of the ground that you're now preparing, so you're softening it up, and it becomes roi for kisui adam.
Yeah. Look, you could have found a met badera, and you were plowing in order to make the ground soft to bury them, what do they call it, a met mitzvah.
But that's not
a possibility.
Exactly. That's why Lechora, the story of Yerachalisha Lechayev, should mean that your need, that you could use what it is that you did on Yantiv now for a tzayra, not for the possibility that it would have been that way at the time. That was fine baking, saying, Hoyo the Iklu Orchim. Does that mean if Orchim would have come knocking on the door before I started to bake? Or I'm baking and now it's considered to be Laterka from Nefesh because in 2 minutes they could come along. Tosus says over here that Im Haya Dam Tzipor Bimakoma Charisha. It's around now the place where I'm doing the Charisha. In such a way that I have no opportunity to come and bring other dirt. Because, let's say, there's water dripping out and it's all going to be washed away. It's raining. I can't run to get another piece of dirt from elsewhere. So therefore, the only dirt that I would have would be over here. So therefore, I would now be allowed to do it because of Hoel. And Richie's saying, so why not go all the way? Since to say maybe if there would have been a Mace Mitzvah here, so that the Kohen would have been allowed to be in the Pesach Forest. So would you say that too? We're just trying to take off the Yantav this year. That's all the Gemara is trying to do. Okay, you're telling me that Hoyel is a function for Yantav. Okay. So, however, we'll understand. We'll have to see more about this Hoyel coming along because now it's getting to be a little bit. This seems to be a stretch. So why do I include Yantav? I could certainly say there's a way in which I would need this dirt. Omer of Papa Bar Shmuel, it's talking about Bavanim Akurzalot. And Avonim Akurzalot are hard. It's a problem, because Rashi learns Akurzalot, but again, Shabbos, you're allowed to take them even though they're Muktzah for the Beit HaKnesset. They mean sharp stones, sharp-edged stones. Tosfos, he takes out the gears in Akurzalot here. But rather, he's talking about Avonim. And Avonim are not roi for Zriya. And in order to use something for Kisui Adam, it has to be suitable for Zriya. Says the Gemara, but Ru'uyot Akurchan, you could grind them up, and then they would be suitable for Zriya. What do you mean, grind them up? How come I? It's Yantav. Katisha the Yantav Mishori, I can't grind them up. That's the point. So they're not right. Ruyot the Kachan, Likalacha Yak. You could do it in a way that wouldn't be an Issa Yantav. All right, so let's talk about Sunma. It's talking about flint.
About 7 years ago, slate.
Slate. Good. Slate, flint. Yeah. Sunma. Sunma is a Isbar Zriya. What are you saying over here? It would be usable for the Kisei Adam. So instead it's talking about a case where you could have been Kodesh. But if it's Tsunma Milamala Ve'ofa Tichuach Milamata, so then in that case, you would be actually over on the Yantev. The Ofa Tichuach is usable. So if I'm taking it out now, I should be able to use it because of the Ofa Tichuach. So again, understand, no matter what you tell me, the case would always have some element in which either I'm not doing the malach, or I'm doing the malach in such a way that I could use it for the Kisei Adam, one way or the other. El Omar Mar Bar Ravashi, it's talking about tina, it's talking about mud. And what is happening if it's talking about mud? So what would be the tzad mud? Tina Bazriyahu? How could you use it? I mean, obviously, mud is liquid. No, the mitunta we're talking about over here would be a something roy for Zriya, but it's not able to be turned into offer at all. Because if you go ahead now to crush it, you're not going to be able to do any crushing because it's so wet. You crush it and it just simply goes back together again. So it's deeply impregnated with water. And mamela, there would be no problem over here of the hullet. That would be the only way to make
you
it work.
You can't cover the dung with sludge.
What's that? No, you need to have offer. You need to have offer. So over here it's not roy. Over here it's not roy. The question over here is that you're doing a harisha. And at the time that you're doing a harisha, you're doing a zriya. So the question is, if you would have, which by the way, the way that Tosis puts it is not, I mean, the way Rashi puts it is, if you would end up having a lot of birth, you would need all of this offer for it. So then it should be mutter to do it. So we said, okay, we would have to be talking about the type of thing that is not roy for kisei hadam, and therefore they wouldn't be roy for to be able to use by being kaitesh them in such a way that would make them suitable for kisui. And therefore, so the eye, if that's the case, then you're not also roy to do the zriya on shviya. So they're roy for doing the zriya because it's good earth. It's just that it's wet. Since it's wet, you're not able to use it for the kisei hadam because it is an offer. It's mud. So normally we end up with both possibilities. You're chaya for shvias and for zriya on shvias and for kalayim, but you're putter on the kisei hadam. I mean, there's no way to be matrit for kisei hadam because it's not considered to be offer. But in a chinami, if it was dry, anything that would be kosher for zriya would be kosher for kisei hadam. And then, if that's the case, then why would I be chayav on yantar, since I'm making it suitable for kisei hadam? So we have to find this funny case, which for zriya is good, but not for kisei. The only thing we could come up with is where it's between mud, I mean, mud meaning an earthy mud, not a liquidy mud. So that b'meila, it is good for zriya, but it's not good for kisei. Okay, but at least it's possible to find the case. Esfei abaye, amavashel, gid anasheh. Here's another beautiful way to burn rapidly. Somebody takes a gid anasha, cooks it on yantav in milk, and we hold of yesh beginim and eitzitam, according to this by the Amar, and then he goes ahead and he eats it. So he's chayev five separate malkias. First of all, he's chayev because he was a mevashel gid beyantav, and that's certainly not tzarech lechol nefesh. He's not supposed to be eating the gid anasha. So that's one malchus for cooking on yantar. And the other thing is, he's also going to get malchus because now we've made basa b'cholov. We're just on the cooking of basa b'cholov. Lo sevashar gedi b'chalei dimo. Again, because we hold the yesh beginim and eis in tam, obviously, for gid is just eitz, and then it's not also basa b'cholov. And then he ate it, so he's also chayev, loke mishum ochel, basa b'cholov. And he's also loke mishum havara. He also made a fire on yantar. Now, according to you, if you say hayel, why am I chayev making a fire? I could certainly use the fire for something that I need on yantar, no? So I have a lot of chayyah. What if I wanted to cook a steak? I would be allowed to make this fire. So the fact that I used it to cook the basar b'cholov or whatever doesn't change that it could have been letzarchim. So the mice said we should have to take out one, which is the havara on yantar. Okay, fine. Take out havara. You're right. Ofik havara and turn this into a gira nosh of an avela, which gets you another israchiyu. That would be all very nice, except for the fact that Rabbi Chiya's Brisa says, just to make sure people like you don't get away with murder, that lokin shtayim al achila v'sholosh al bishul. You see, we have it split up very nicely. You're going to be chayev two things for eating gira nosh, and for eating basar b'cholov. You're going to be chayev three things for the bishul, which is lighting the fire on yantiv, the bishul of the basar b'cholov, and that's also at any time, and because the bishul be yantiv. You said take out havara and put in ginanoshev and avela, but then you would have three isurim because of achila, and only two isurim because of the cooking. And that's not the way the Brisa says it, so what are you going to do now?
It's also not a question that there's isur basar b'cholov by avela.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it would get us into another issue. But he said you would be right. Sholosh al achilas amibayle. So that's no good. Okay, you're right. That's no good. Take out havara. Forget about nevela. Stick in instead of havara, I'd say muktza. No? Muktza. Muktza diraisu. I said, well, I get a malchus now for muktza. This is a new one. I'm like, oh, absolutely. Of course, this muktza diraisu. Because what we're talking about over here is muktza, the sense of tainam in amuchan. And tainam in amuchan, we learn out from the man that you need to have a chana. So over here, since it says, vayaba yom ashishi, vechino et asher yaviyu. So apparently you have to be mechin. And that can't be talking about mechin in terms of make sure it's all cooked. Because it says beferish in the pasuk. Yes, asher, bashelu, bashel, and so on and so forth. It says to cook it. Make sure it's cooked before. So therefore, it's got to be talking about a new halacha. Halacha called being making. And if you use something that isn't making, that you weren't making it before, so then it's going to be over on los asher kol
malacha. What are you using that's not making? A chair?
Yeah, whatever. I took something from I brought it in from the forest. It wasn't set aside. And the issue would be, lotasek o'melacha, because the Torah is calling something that wasn't mukhan, a getter of melacha. Omalei, how could you possibly say such a thing? You're the one. I can't believe that you're doing this. You are the one who said all along that that is not true. Because you are the one who said, boy, me name Rav Chista, Ramila, boy, me name Rav Huna, that somebody who brought Avi Seh me Efer, you went ahead and you brought the Seh from outside of town. There wasn't Mukhan before Yontav to Shech. And you went ahead and you shechted it as a Tamid on Yontav. And what would be the din? This is what they asked. And you said what you held the din would be. Va'at Amrit Alam, you said that the pshat would be like this. Seh, v'loha b'chor. We're darshaning now the famous pasuk that we use as the Iker din. You all remember the halacha of Mashke Yisrael. From Mashke Yisrael, we learn out that what you bring on the Mizbeach has to be roi for a Ben Yisrael to eat. It has to be kosher. That pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel that l'maisa is a very strange pasuk. Because it says of the seh achat min atzon min hamatayim. What is that supposed to mean? One seh out of 200, mimashke Yisrael. And that should be brought as the korbanos for Klal Yisrael. So we dash in that pasuk. You were the one who dash in that pasuk. You said like this. First of all, when it says seh, seh means v'lo ha-bechor. Because a seh, l'chora, has to be either a zocher or an akeva. The seh is without mentioning its sex. And you're saying over here that it could be a bechor. A bechor has to be a zocher, so it can't be that. Achatz, Tosus is bothered by this because the way Rashi is learning it means he brought as the korban tamid. And that's how the Gemara is only asking the korban tamid. If that's the meaning of the pasuk, then the korban tamid would have to be a zocher anyway. So what would be the problem? Therefore, Tosus learns the meaning of the seh achat min hamatayim is referring to Pesach. And from that, we're learning all of the halachas for Gabi Tamid. But, okay, but anyway, so the Seh cannot be a Bechor. When it says Achat, it means it stands on its own, not that it's Meiser. Because if it would be Meiser, it couldn't be Meiser unless there were another nine saying with it. That's what made it Meiser. Then it wouldn't be Achat. It has to be an Achat. Furthermore, it has to be Minatzon. Minatzon means not a Palgas. What is a Palgas? A Palgas is some midway condition of tzon, because we know we have either an ayil or we have a keves. An ayil is a mature tzon, it's 13 months old. A seh, a keves, is an immature tzon, it has to be less than 12 months old. But what happens during the period of puberty, which is the 13th month? Interesting question. It's neither a seh, nor it's neither a keves, nor a tzon. Therefore, we call it minatzon velo minapalga, and therefore palgas would be possible. Not because we're not sure if it's a tzon or if it's a keves, it's a different thing. And it's not included in a well-defined song. Fine. It's also kosher for teenagers. Yeah. Nishta her, nishta hin. Palgas. Palgas is useless at it. Min ha-matayim. From min ha-matayim, we learn out, min motar shtei meot. So in other words, there's something that will be mutter if there were if it leaves behind 200. What would that be? So talking about nisachim also. It says over there in the pasuk. The karbonis, all of the karbonis, the mincha, the ilah, the shlamim, and so on. So if I want to use it for nisachim, this would imply that as long as I leave 200 behind, I can take one portion out that is 1 to 200. So that would tell me that if I had, let's say, wine that was osur, mishum, orla, that was mixed in it, if I took out one and I left 200 behind, it would be kosher. Mikan lo orla, shibatela mimatai. This teaches us that orla can be bottled 1 to 200. Mimashke Yisrael, min hamutar leYisrael, would have to be kosher to eat. Mikan amru ein meviim nesachim min hatevel. Now, here is where you contradict yourself, because you continued on to say, you said that Basak now comes to make it clear that you might think you're not allowed to bring for a quota something that was mukt, like the case that we asked. What about if you brought a seminar afer? Amr, say to yourself, Ma teva miyuchad, she isur gufo garamlo, afkosh isur gufo garamlo. The only type of issa that we're talking about over here is where it itself is a chefta of issa. Mashenken is no issa on its own that is mukta, it's just that it happens to be Shabbos. So there's a completely different issue that's garamlo. Yotza mukta, shein isur gufo garamlo, ela isur davar acher garamlo. Now this is all very cute, but if you're telling me I'm a Yisr Mukta to the Arisa, then I don't understand. Mali Yisr Gufo, or Mali Yisr Dover Acher. This is a nice nafkamina that you can make. If you're dealing in Musagin Drabanans and this whole Posigazam, Esmach, with the various issues, obviously all of these Limudim that you said earlier, we have other Makairas for. Actually, Tosis points out it's a little bit of a problem because Mashke Yisrael is always brought as a real drush. It's true that for everything else we have different Makairas. The Gemara brings other Sikhim for. So this is only beginner and it's not. But why isn't it we treat Mashgiach Yisrael as like a real drasha? Okay, but let's assume right now, and we have a very gentle sense of what this pasuk is. It's like a conglomeration that Yecheskel is making of a lot of dinim, throwing them all into one pasuk, that everybody who learns the pasuk in Yecheskel will remember all of these dinim in one pasuk. Very nice. You're telling me you want to stick in yet another remnant. That the only issue is where it's a disser gufay, and not where it's an issue because of some other problem. Good. That's all very nice if the some other problem is not an issue of your eyesight. But if that some other problem is an issue of your eyesight, who's to tell you to make this kind of weird rush? Where do you get this from? And take a pasuk in Yecheskel and now make an afkamina that looks as kosher. I don't understand where you would get it from. That's my first problem with what you're saying. The next problem after what you're saying, God, Atu Damit, you were the one who said that Chiluk Melachot Shabbat Vein Chiluk Melachot Yom Tov. You said that even though we learn out the Gabi the Dinim of Shabbos to bring separate korbanos, that over there every separate melacha is mechayev you a separate korban, right? The whole Shabbos is based on this machlokas, whether Havor L'Lav Yotzer or Bachamek. But you said that when it comes to the Isser of Yom Tov, let's say a person would do two separate malachas. He would do Havara and Bishul. He would only be chayev one malchus. There's no chi of Karas, therefore there's no korban on Yom Tov. There's only a question of a lav. There can't be chilek malachas legabe a lav. It's all one lav. Lo tzadzeko malacha, period. So therefore there's no chilek malachas. So can you explain to me, you just got finished saying that the Azhara of Mukta is from what? Lo tzadzeko malacha. That's what you said. You said, Lo tzadzeko malacha. Azhara sameacha. But, so now you want to have two separate malachas. One for, not Havara, Bishul, thank you. And the other one is for Mukta. And what's the Azhara, what's the lav that I'm going to give you malachas for? Lo tzadzeko malacha. I'm already giving you a malachas for Lo tzadzeko malacha on the Bishul. So you didn't help anything by saying Mukta. Because you can't add one malchus for the muksa. Ooh, you got me right where. Okay, fine. Okay, take out the avara, take out the muksa, and throw in atzei asherah. Obviously, once I'm gonna, come on, let's go all the way. Once I'm gonna be cooking the gitanosh and cholov and yondev and so on, I might as well go all the way and use an asherah tree to use for fuel. So that I should have an additional little knetch over here. And then I'm gonna be over on lo yidbak b'yad chamum aminachirem. No, doesn't work out. Says the fach b'reder over lo payeh. If that would be the case, you would also be over on lo tavito eval beitecha. So then you would have too many lavim. So that's not the case. Okay. So forget about atzei asherah. Let's stick in atzei hegdesh instead. Which relates to asherah. Why? Because the iser of burning atzei hegdesh comes from the pasuk. It says, "Va'asherehem tizrefun be'ech lo ta'asun kein la'Hashem Elokecha." From where we learn out that it's an iser to do to chepse shamayim, which is the reason you can't burn the Shem Hashem. It's an iser to do to chepse shamayim what you would be mechuyev to do to chepse Avodah Zarah. So in this case, you use chepse hegdesh to make your gitanosha in milk on Yom Tov, and therefore we now got back to our five separate lavim. And indeed, the atzeget would be an iser in the burning and not in the eating.
These are 18 that were donated, not for burning.
For the mizbeach.
Well, so then what is?
I can't destroy. Right. Yeah, sorry. All right. So, boy, is this a rich sugya. I'm telling you, we've gotten all over the world just from this one question of what to do about challah that's a
spirit.
All right, speed up. We're holding on to Mem Zayin.
Rav
Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Mishum, Rav Shimon Ben Ezgan, Dorchis Yom Tov, Eino Dorchis Yom Tzom, Ma'ikel Amimar, Don't look at Marsa V'Shvut Krova Yitiru, Shvut V'Chokah Lo Yitiru, Marsa V'Shvut V'Chokah Nami Yitiru. Mosir V'Mar, Shtei Alechem Eino Ne'echalot, Lo Pachot V'Shtayim, V'Lo Yetro Shloshah. Ketzat ne'efod erev yom tov ne'efalot yom tov l'shnayim. Chal yom tov liot achar ha-shabbat ne'efalot yom tov l'shlosha. Lefi she'ena docha lo ata shabbat v'lo ata yom tov. V'yam ritzorchei shabbat nasim b'yom tov. Ashto de shabbat b'yom tov shori. B'yom tov miboy. Sh'anei atam liyom akro lachem. Lachem v'lo legavoha. Ulrib Shimon v'gamlil d'omer mishum Rib Shimon v'azgah. Doches yom tov ma'yik l'meima. Oil the chazbroi, chazir the chasor, the kisuidam tzipor. Omre papa bashmo, it's talking about babani mekurzalot. So that it's Ruyot Lakochan, Ktisha Biyomtav Bishor, it's Ruyot Lakochan Kalahakaya, it's talking about Betsunma, Betsunma Barzria, it means Tunun Melambala Biyotvatikorah Melamatsa, then it should be okay because of the Yotvatikorah. Elomar Marbaravach is talking about Tina. Tina, Tina is also not Barzria. No, Tina meaning Metunta. Eitve Abai. Amavasha gira nasha bechalav biyomto viochlo lokechamish. Lokechim avasha gid biyomto. Lokechim ocho gid. Lokechim avasha bas bechalav. Lokechim ocho bas bechalav. Velokechim havara. Viyamin hoyo havara lochay. Ovo chazilay vatzorcha. Omale, you're right. Afik havara vayel gira nasha nevela. Aiva tani rebchia lokim shtayim al achilato v'shalosh al bishulo. Vihita shalosh al akilatomi boile, ela afik havora, va'ayel atzei mukta. Mukta, do you write to Amalayin? Dichti v'ayel v'yom ha-shishi v'chinat asher yaviyu, and the azhora is from lotasiko malocha. Amalayin, that doesn't make sense, because atu da amrit, boy mi name Rav Chista, and some say boy mi name Rav Huna, hei viseh mi efer v'shachto tamid b'yom tov ma'u, v'at amrit lan Allah, Seh v'lo ha-bechor, achat v'lo ma'aser, min ha-tzon v'lo ha-palgas, min ha-mataim, min mota shtei me'ot sh'dishtai rubabor, mikan l'orla, sh'betela b'mataim, min mashki yisrael ben amutu l'yisrael, mikan amru eni v'in esoch min ha-tevel, yochol lo yavi ben amukta, you added, amed umat, avo miruchat shisa gufo goram lo, avkol shisro gufo goram lo, Furthermore, out of the Amrit Chiluk Melacha for Shabbos, the Ein Chiluk Melacha to Yom Tov, in which case there would only be one Chiyah for Bishul and Avora. Okay. El Afik Avora Vayelat Se Hashira. The Azra Beyachalo Yidbak Biyotchum Umumla and Achera. That's no good, because then you're going to end up with another Malkus. Okay, so Afik Avora, Vayel Atse Hegdish, Vazara Miocha, Asher Ehemtis Rufum Meish, Lotasun Kain, Lashem Elokechem.